I'm Ella.
I'm Max.
I'm Violet.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Madeline.
And I'm Mark. Hi. Welcome to the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade. Today our central question is, how do you build a great business? We are joined by our very special guest, Mark Malnati. Thank you for joining us. Mr. Malnati works at Lou Malnati's, and can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been working in the pizzeria business for my whole life, since I was 15. My dad started a business that would grow into one of the businesses that is iconic in Chicago, which means that a lot of people like it, right?
Yeah.
What are some great ways to build a great business like Lou Malnati's?
Well, I think that it's really important to have a great product first, which a great product is something special that, you know, and in our case, we make pizzas. We make something that people can't make for themselves. I mean, you can make a pizza at home, but you can't make a Lou Malnati's pizza at home. You can't make it that good. And then we make it great, and we make it again and again, every time, just as good. We try to give people something that they can share, a great family meal. They can come into the restaurant and eat. They can bring it home. We can deliver it to them. So we try to do something that others can't do for themselves.
When did your dad decide to create Lou Malnati's?
Well, he worked for another man in that man's pizzeria, and they didn't always agree on everything. And my dad decided he wanted to build his own company. He loved to serve people, loved to make them happy, and to feed them the best pizza in the world. But he wanted to do it in his own company.
Yeah. How did you manage to keep everyone on track?
Yeah, that's a good question. How do you keep everyone on track in a restaurant where there's so many things going on at one time? And I think it's because, you know, especially because everybody who works in a restaurant is dependent on someone else. In other words, there's a person who's preparing the dough in the back of the kitchen and slicing the cheese and cutting the tomatoes. And they have to do all that, and they have to do it right so that the cook has the right ingredients to make the pizza exactly how you want it. And when the cook does that well and the pizza's cooked, they'll hand it to the server. And the server will bring it to your table. They'll bring the food to your table, and you'll see it, and you'll take a piece of pizza out of the pan, and you'll see the cheese just pull and stringy, and you'll get so excited to eat it. And before they bring the food to the table, they get drinks, and they'll get drinks from the bartender. And then once you have your food on the table, you have a busboy that comes around and fills your water glasses, and he cleans up after you when you're done. And then we start it all over again. But you see how every person is dependent on another person to help make the meal better and make it flow smoother.
Did you ever doubt that when you took over that it would close forever?
What do you mean close forever?
Like, do you mean like when, like the business would end, that you couldn't, did you ever doubt that?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a business close? In your neighborhood?
Yes. We Red Mango. Yeah. It's on the block of Lou Malnati's. It's like technically right next to it.
Yeah, Red Mango closed. Yeah. And what do you think happens when a business closes? Why did it close?
They're not getting enough money.
Money, or they can't afford the whole, because they're renting it.
Or they're not like paying enough money for the like waiters and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And once, a long, long time ago at Lou Malnati's, we opened a restaurant where not very many people lived, and where people hadn't heard about Lou Malnati's at the time. And if people don't come in to your restaurant, you don't sell pizza, right? Just like Red Mango. If enough people didn't come in to buy
ice cream.
Their what do they sell? Yogurt?
Yeah.
Have your employees helped you with keeping the business open and working?
Yes, our employees are so important. In a restaurant business, it is all about people. It's about people serving other people. And we try to hire special individuals who are willing to really work hard. As an example, someone who's serving someone else's food and, doing it with a smile and making sure it comes out on time and being willing to run back and forth to the kitchen to make sure it's hot when it's served. We want someone who's a team player, someone who helps their teammates be the best they can be. You guys understand what it is to be a team player. You play on teams in school.
Yeah,
I play.
And helping others be better is so important. And then finally, we want people who are really willing and wanting to grow themselves as people and as workers. And they ask for feedback. They're open to learning how to do something, how to cook a pizza better, or how to answer questions better or serve people in a nicer way. So the employee part of a restaurant, the people part of a restaurant is the most important part. We might serve food, but we're really a people business.
What do you do to make your business better every day?
Oh, that's a great question. Every day we make sure that people are in the right spirits. We try not to be too serious. We try to have fun with one another, because when people are having fun, they just do a better job and they tend to care more about one another and about what they're doing.
Do you want to improve anything so that you have not done, so it could be an even better business?
Oh, sure. Always trying to improve, always trying to make it better. We're trying to do better on our advertising right now and to letting more people know about our business and that we make the best pizza in all of Chicago. We're working on a new app for people to be able to order and order and get their food faster. And we're always working on something.
We're making an app too in our class called
Moon Monsters Wellness Workshop.
And we also, we have another way of helping you get people to come to your business by having a podcast.
I love that.
So, we help you.
Thank you.
Do you think you can make a better business than what it is today?
I do. I think it can always be better. I think that we can grow our business in areas where people can't get Lumonati's pizza today. Right now we're about to open a store in Indiana and another one in Wisconsin.
Wow!
So I think the business will grow and have more coverage as we're doing that.
Yes. Why are you being so important and running an awesome business like Lumonati's?
I didn't hear the question.
Why are meetings so important in running an awesome business like Lumonati's?
I still didn't hear it. I'm sorry. My phone.
Why are
really loud?
Why are meetings so important in running
meetings? I got it. Meetings are so important because communication is so important. And when we have meetings at Lumonati's, we first start our meetings just checking in with one another, because it's really important that people share what they're feeling right now in the moment and know what's going on in one another's lives, so that because we care about each other and we want to know the people that we're working with. So we develop friendships and relationships with one another. So in meetings, we start out just, hey, what's going on in your life? And sometimes people are really struggling in their life, and we want to know if we can support them in different ways. But sometimes, when we're working very close with one another, there's an issue that is happening in between us, something that we haven't talked about yet. I might be frustrated with you about something that you said or did, and so we use meetings as a time to kind of clear those things, to talk about them and to resolve whatever issues we might have or whatever story we're making up about one another. And I think that that's the most important part of meetings, is communicating and to develop relationships with one another. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So important.
As Umalani grows bigger, how do you keep the business running?
How do we keep the business running? Well, we better keep the pizza great.
Yeah.
You know, if you're growing your business, you have to make sure that you're still watching the fundamentals. You can't just be opening new stores without making sure that you're hiring the right people every time, every day. You're bringing in people who, managers who really care about other people and care about putting the best pizza possible on people's tables and sending it to their homes. So you have to be sure that your restaurants are clean, and there's so much that goes into making sure that a restaurant looks great, it feels great, feels just like home for people when they come to visit it, and to keeping it up, continuing to help friendly people work.
Yeah, like kind of like when everybody leaves, like the Luminati's, it's time to close, we probably clean it all up for tomorrow.
Every day we do that. We clean it at night, and then we get it all set in the morning. And there's people working all the time at Luminati's, even when customers aren't there.
Are you trying to get Luminati's to other locations? And if you are, where are you aiming at?
Sure. Well, I told you just now that we're about to open in, outside of Milwaukee and in Schererville, Indiana. But another place that we're going to open is in the famous white Wrigley building downtown. Have you seen the Wrigley building? Do you know which one that is?
Yeah.
It's old. It's about 100 years old, and it's got a giant clock in it. And it's right on Michigan Avenue where it meets the river. So it's kind of like right in the middle of downtown, and we're going to open a place in that building, which is my favorite building in all of Chicago.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
And I think it is too. Yeah, it's in the basement of this building, and it's like there might have been a restaurant there one time, but we're kind of digging out the basement to. You know, it's almost like a cave right now. We're digging it out, and we're going to have a fantastic, fun space for people to have pizza.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, make sure you come with your family.
Yeah.
When did you start loving to cook?
I love to cook. My favorite is cooking at Christmas time when Lucy and her mom and dad and brother and sister are over, and the whole rest of our family are there. I love cooking. And,
is it always pizza that you make when they come over?
Lucy, is it a good meal at Christmas?
Yes.
Thank you. What's your favorite part?
I don't know. Like, blah. I don't know.
Dessert.
Yes, like everything?
Yes.
She likes everything. Yes.
Okay. Do you ever help cook or help hand out food or be a waiter when you need more workers?
I love to do that. Yes, I love to serve people. So, every year we serve pizza at Lollapalooza, and I get a chance to serve thousands of people pizza every every day. And when we're in our restaurants, I love to walk around and hand out little pieces of pizza to people who are waiting in line to get in. Every once in a while I'll go, they'll let me back in the kitchen and let me make a pizza too. I got a question for you kids. Can I ask one?
Yeah.
What makes a great pizza?
Cheese.
What about the cheese?
Cheese.
A lot of cheese.
Sausage. Deep dish.
Pepperoni.
Deep dish.
A lot of things.
Well, why the cheese makes it better? Because it makes it more good, like,
and
delicious.
Cheesier.
Yeah, and cheesier. And the sauce too.
Tomato sauce.
Thanks. You guys seem very excited about what great pizza looks like and tastes like.
Yeah. I love Blue Malnati's.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Blue Malnati's participates in Taste of Chicago every year. Will they be there this year, too?
Of course we will. We've been at Taste of Chicago since the second year, every year since the second year it opened. And that was that was 41 years ago, I believe.
Did you ever win?
Did we win? It's not a contest, but there's been other contests in Chicago that the Chicago Tribune has had, or Chicago Magazine, different newspapers and periodicals have had, where they've ranked the best pizza in Chicago. We often win. When people compare our pizza to other people, we always win.
Thank you so much for a very special guest. Sorry, Mark Malnati.
Wait, hold on, we forgot to say something. Don't forget to visit your local Alu Malnati's and come have some delicious pizza of Taste of Chicago this year.
Thank you so much to our very special guest, Mark Malnati. Please make sure to tune into the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade next week and subscribe to our podcast and Apple Podcasts. Before we go, we would like to say that there's a book on the Apple Bookstore and someone in our class made it. Be sure to read it. It's called Charles Totter and the Sorcerer Something. And another book is called Stop Bullying by Quinn, Stephen, and Walter. Bye.
Bye, kids. Thanks so much for having me on.